You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, Coach. Welcome to the podcast today. Before we jump in, I would like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Bar none. They are awesome. They rock. Mention Coach Unplugged. They'll give you $350 off. Those machines are sturdy. They will not break down. They were like my old Explorer. They would run. Also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's your one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's unlike anything out there. You know, you can join all these other courses, but I guarantee you don't get their cell phone number. You don't get one-on-one calls. You don't get, you know, hey, Tuesday, I need to call with you. That's what makes teachhoops.com different. We have everything you need to become a better basketball coach. Doesn't matter if you're youth, doesn't matter if you're high school, doesn't matter if you're college. We're here to help. We're here to mentor you through this great journey we call coaching. All right, let's head off to the podcast.
I did not because we would actually get in it and our guards were good enough picking apart. They would get good enough shots. I didn't want to – we would get good shots out of the zone. And if we scored on the zone, then we would pull them back out. But you can't – if you wanted to run one Prince to set against the zone, I would run chin.
Okay.
Because you have your – if, especially if they're running against a 2-3 or 2-3, 1-2-2, 3-2, it's all the same. Your five-man sets the shuffle cut, which is the top defender. And then when the ball gets to the wing, that wing defender on the top of the 2-3 is going, and the wing that you just set the back screen on has now got the other elbow. We're going to go rescreen that one for the drift.
Right.
So
I love, I mean, we have zone offenses in too, but we'll run our read and react dribble drop. We'll run it against the zone because it gets enough movement. Yeah. Like I would think the Princeton would get enough movement against.
Yeah, and we'll adjust it a little bit. So when we come off that shuffle cut, the weak parts of the zone are the short corner and the high post.
Yeah.
So if we're running off the shuffle, we're going to instead of emptying into the low post, we're going to send that guard to the short corner.
Right. Okay.
And then we're going to send our five. We maybe we don't follow the arc this time, but we're going to shoot right to that opposite elbow. So if I hit the elbow, I got my point guard underneath cutting. Or if I hit the short corner, now I got my big flashing through the middle of the zone. And then we're going to play. We're going to skip it across because those are the open spots when you get into a zone.
Okay. If you could only do three things at practice to teach the Princeton offense, what would you do? Only three things.
Yeah, so – again, when we go back, we talk about that progression-based model.
Yep.
We don't break it down 3-0, 4-0 because what happens, we do it 3-0, 4-0, you've turned your offense into a drill.
Right.
And your kids try to do things, and you have to say, stop, you can't do that because I know you don't see this, but there's a defender there and a defender there. There's two defenders not on the floor.
Right.
And we're also not giving those reps. So kind of going back to where we started, if I could only do those three things to run the offense, I would literally.
Hey, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the podcast. I'd like to give a big shout out to teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. They allow us to keep these podcasts moving and chugging and allow us to pay the bills. So it's one way that you can give back. If you love these podcasts, come over and join for a couple of months. The 14-day free trial, kick the tires around. And we've got lots of great new things going up on a daily basis. We would love if you subscribe and like wherever you do that, Apple, Spotify. And then go over and check out our other two podcasts, High School Hoops and Teacher Sidegate. I think you'll love them. All right, let's head back to the podcast.
When you say three things, are like three offensive sets? Or
if you can only work on let me change it a little bit. You can only do three concepts. If you can only work on three concepts or three things. Now, I'm not talking like drill X, drill Y. I'm saying even your progression. I'm just saying if you could only work on three concepts that are the most important for you to be successful in the Princeton offense, what would it be?
Okay, so – the number one concept we talk about, Princeton, we want to take the tension out of the game. So the first thing we talk about when we're coming up the floor is the player with the ball needs to know if the next guy's open. Right. And we tell our players to be open, not get open. So Princeton, we do some things that are kind of quirky, kind of different. We never V-cut. We'll never V-cut on the wing to get open. If they're open, we'll fold them.
So go back to the initial set that you had there with 2-2 in the post. And let's say I deny the wing. Well, how are you going to teach them to – so go back to your initial set there. Yeah.
So if we're starting to go up top.
Yep, and I'm gonna deny the wing there.
Yeah, so if you're going to deny the wing, and that's the important thing is we don't start on the three-point line. Most offenses, the players, especially open gym, they run right to the three-point line.
Right.
Well, one thing you know when you're on the three-point line is there's a guy right next to it and you're not open.
Right.
Okay. Or you have to V-cut to get open. So what we do is we don't want to V-cut against this kid, especially if that kid's bigger, faster, stronger than us.
Right.
Now we're fighting their strength.
Right.
So what we do is we get off the three-point line, and now the defender might say, hey, they're going the wrong way. They can't score from there. I'm going to stay here. Now we can throw the ball and run our offense. But if they're going to come out and deny that way out there, that's where we love that as well. And all we care is if we know if this player is open or not. So if they're not open, now we might forwards out where we're going to take our player in the middle, come back, and then we're going to create some separation, try to forwards out. But it's just if they're going to defend us way up there, I really like forwards out opposite, where if they're going to deny that wing way high, we're going to send our other guard that's up with us outside and empty out the opposite side of the floor. We're going to jab him to the baseline. Then we're going to go middle. Now we've opened up this entire side of the floor to play with.
Okay.
And that it just it's another way of relieving pressure.
Okay.
So so a big concept we talk about is be open, not get open. I don't care. We don't V cut to try to get open. If you're open, great. We're going to run that. If you're not open, great. We're going to run the next thing because there's always a next step. There's always the next phase or part of the offense.
Would you ever have teach that wing to go high, that high, and then just go back door?
If we're running low post, no, because the low post is in the way.
Now,
if you're running Crimson, like a lot of teams, if you're only running chin and you start your five-man high, some start their five-man in the middle, yes.
Okay.
It's just different styles.
It's a different styles. Okay, so that's one thing you would do. That's one concept. What else would you, if you can only do three things?
So I would say the next concept.
Hey, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Make sure you subscribe, like. We love those. And send me an email, steve@teachhoops.com. Tell me what you want to hear in the future. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.